因为当我们唱这样的诗歌
Brothers and sisters, as we sing such a hymn,
我们要问自己一个问题
We ought to ask ourselves a question.
我们是认真的吗
Are we serious?
我们盼望能够更认识我们的主吗
Do we truly want to know the Lord more?
盼望主能够怜悯我们
May the Lord have mercy on us.
恩待我们
be gracious to us.
我们盼望他能够在我们心里头创造出一个真实的渴慕
We desire that he can create this true longing in our heart.
就是盼望能够更多的认识他
So that we can really desire to know him more.
我知道最近啊这两个礼拜不少弟兄姐妹都生病感冒过敏
And I know in these recent weeks many brothers and sisters have been sick or have allergies.
我也是其中一个
And I am one of you.
所以啊请弟兄姐妹多为我祷告。
So I ask you to cover me in prayers also.
虽然我们身体或许有一些的不好。
Though we might have discomfort in our body.
但感谢主靠着他的恩典早晨我们还要来敬拜他。
But by his grace, we can still come and worship him.
我们还要来认识他。
We can still come and know him.
所以盼望早上主能够借着这一点交通的时间来叫我们能够更认识他。
May the Lord use this little time of fellowship so that we can all know him more.
我们先打开圣经读几处的经文
Let us open our Bible and read a few scriptures
请我们先翻到士师记
First turn to the book of Judges
士师记第二章
Chapter 2
我们读第十节
Let us read verse 10
士师记第二章第十节那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖后来有别的世代兴起不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
Verse 10, all that generation also were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord, nor yet the work which he had done for Israel.
请我们再翻到新约圣经约翰福音。
Then turn to the New Testament, Gospel of John.
约翰福音十七章第三节。
Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 13.
约翰福音十七章第三节认识你独一的真神并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督这就是永生
Excuse me, chapter 17 verse 3 This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent
好，请我们再翻到箴言旧约圣经的箴言
Then turn back to Old Testament, the book of Proverbs
在诗篇的后面
Right after Psalm
箴言第一章
Proverbs chapter 1
我们要读第七节
Verse 7
箴言第一章第七节敬畏耶和华是知识的开端愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge Fools despise wisdom and instruction
这里讲到敬畏耶和华是知识的开端它的意思是说敬畏神是我们认识神的开始。
Here it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, meaning the fear of the Lord is the beginning of us knowing God.
请我们再翻到约伯记。
Let us again turn to the book of Job.
约伯记是在诗篇前面。
It is right before Psalm.
我们要读第四十二章第五节。
Chapter 42, verse 5.
约伯记第四十二章第五节，我从前风闻有你。现在亲眼看见你。
Job 42:5 I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
我们再多读第六节，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
On to verse 6 Therefore I retract and I repent in dust and ashes.
好，我们最后一处要读以弗所书。
And last portion in the book of Ephesians.
新约圣经以弗所书，我们要读第一章。
New Testament, Book of Ephesians, Chapter 1,
第一章第十七节
Verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the true knowledge of him.
好，我们在一起低头有些祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayers.
主，我们知道我们何等需要你。
Lord, we know that we need you.
若不是你赐给我们那赐人智慧和启示的灵，没有人能够真认识你。
Unless you give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, no one can truly know you.
主，因此早晨我们还能够仰望你爱我们的恩典。
Lord, so this morning we look up to your love that shows so much grace to us.
主，求你再将他赐人智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
Lord, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主，好叫你所爱的儿女们能够真认识你。
So that the children whom you love can truly know you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.早晨要和弟兄姐妹交通一个很简单也是很重要的一个题目。
This morning my topic for to share with you is very simple, but it's also very important.
就是认识神。
That is knowing God.
相信在我们当中的大多数的人都是已经认识神的人。
I trust most of us among have already known God.
但是我们也必须承认，我们对神的认识的确还非常的不够。
But we do also admit that.We don't know him enough.
所以早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同从主的话语，我们来一同思想关于认识神这件事。
So this morning, through his word, we want to ponder on this matter of knowing God.
我们要来思想我们为什么需要认识神。
We need to meditate on why we need to know the Lord.
认识神是什么意思？
And what does it mean to know the Lord?
那我们如何能够更认识他？
And how can we know him more?
我们知道我们对神都或多或少都已经有一些的认识。
We know that we have known him more or less.
因为主的话说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Because this is from the word of the Lord, that this is eternal life, to know God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent.
在我们当中有许多的弟兄姐妹，我们都是已经得着永生的人。
And we trust many brothers and sisters among us have already received this eternal life.
因为我们认识了这位独一的真神。
Because we have already come to know the only true living God.
我们认识他所差来的耶稣基督。
And we have come to know Jesus Christ whom he has sent.
所以我们知道我们是有永生。
So we know we have this eternal life.
但是我们对神的认识这样就够了吗？
But is that enough?
我相信不够的。
I trust that's not enough.
刚刚基善弟兄已经跟我们分享了他里头的感觉。
And our brother has already shared the sense in his heart.
我们相信那也是我们众人的感觉。
And I believe that's also the same sense in all of our hearts.
我们发现我们对这世界和世界上许多的事情仍然有所爱慕。
We discover that we still have so much attraction for the world and things of the world.
我们也承认我们爱神的心的确是不够。
And we admit that we don't love God enough.
我想其中一个很主要的原因就是我们不够认识神。
And I think a main reason is because we don't know him enough.
我们看见保罗的见证。
And we see the testimony of Paul.
他认识神。
He knows God.
所以他能够将从前以为有益的，如今都当作有损。
So that whatever he counted as gain before, he now counts as loss.
保罗他真认识神。
He has truly known God.
所以他能够将万事都当作粪土。
That he can count all things as rubbish.
他还要更认识基督。
And so that he may gain Christ to know him more.
所以早晨我愿意从这三个方面与同学们一同的我们 来思想来学习。
So from three aspects, this morning I want to fellowship with old brothers and sisters and we can learn together.
我们感谢主在两周前带领伯利兄来到我们中间和我们交通到士师记当中的危机和挑战。
We thank the Lord. He has brought Brother Bo here 2 weeks ago to share with us the crisis and the challenge found in the book of Judges.
我不晓得大家还记不记得。
I don't know if you still remember it.
在特会之后，我又把士师记从头到尾看了一遍。
So after the messages, I have read through the book of Judges from beginning to end.
特别读到末了17章以后到21章。
Especially towards the end from chapter 17 to chapter 21.
正如我们弟兄所说的，你读完以后啊，真是巴不得能够拿一些眼药洗洗自己的眼睛。
And just as our brother said, after I read through these chapters, I truly wish that I had some eye salve that I can wash my eyes.
我们看见神的儿女们怎么会堕落到这样的一个地步。
And you see the children of God, how can they have corrupted to such a point.
在这些在这一班神的百姓中间怎么会有这样的恶事发生？
In the people of God, how can there be such evil happening?
所以借着士师记神让我们看见以色列百姓300多年这样一个漫长堕落的历史。
So we see through the book of Judges the history of corruption of God's people for 300 very long years.
我们不得不来思想 他们是从哪里堕落的。
We cannot but meditate, where did they start corrupting?
所以在士师记第二章就叫我们看见。
So in the second chapter of Judges, we see this.
当约书亚、加勒那个世代的人他们还在的时候。
In the time of Joshua and Caleb and their generation.
还有那一代认识神的长老们他们还在的时候
and also the elders who were there in the beginning since the beginning
我们看见神的百姓他们都侍奉耶和华
and here it says the people serve the Lord
可是当他们这一代的人都过去了以后
but after that generation has passed
圣经告诉我们后来有别的世代兴起
and the Bible says there arose another generation
也就是说他们这一代认识神的下一代人他们兴起了
meaning the second generation after the generation of Joshua
他们却不知道耶和华。
They grew up, yet they did not know God.
也不知道耶和华为他们所行的事。
Nor did they know the work which God has done for Israel.
结果看见他们就在那里敬拜各式各样的偶像。
And here is recorded that they serve all kinds of idols.
他们离弃耶和华他们的神。
They forsook the Lord their God.
他们去侍奉朱巴利还有亚斯他路。
And they served Baals and Ashtaroth.
伯利兄告诉我们在当时的情形就是那个男人他们去侍奉他们的神
and Brother Borsch told us men at that time served the gods of men
他们当中的女人去侍奉他们所喜爱侍奉的神
and the women among them served the goddesses of women
我想年轻人他们也侍奉他们年轻人所喜爱的神
perhaps the youth served the gods of youth
So we can see God has handed them over to their enemies.
And so we see the Lord handed them over to their enemies.
兄姐妹，这是不是也提醒我们？
Isn't this a reminder to us?
虽然今天我们在我们的外面，我们不会去侍奉，不会去敬拜这些看得见的偶像。
Even though outwardly we will not serve and worship idols that we can see.
但在我们的心中
，But in our hearts,
是不是有一些？我们所爱慕的偶像。
Is there any idols that we still desire after?
我们弟兄刚刚所说的。
Our brother has shared earlier.
这世界和这世界其中各样的情欲。
The world and all the lusts in the world.
是在那里吸引我们的心。
They still attract our heart.
叫我们为了这些看不见的偶像。
That for these invisible idols.
我们摆上许多时间。
We have offered much time.
我们花尽我们的心思。
We have spent our energy.
我们以这一些看不见的偶像成为我们人生追求的目标。
And we have pursued after these idols as our goal.
弟兄姐妹，这一切的原因都是因为不认识神。
All this is because we do not know God.
或是说不够认识神。
Or in another word, we don't know Him enough.
或是说我们不真认识神。
Or we don't truly know Him.
所以这里我们看见在那个世代士师记里头神百姓失败堕落的原因是因为他们不认识神
So here from this verse we see that in the time of Judges the reason they have fallen and corrupted is because they didn't know God
他们不认识神的作为还有神为他们所做的事
They did not know the work that the Lord has done for Israel
但在这里我们先澄清一件事情
And here I want to clarify one matter
虽然旧约圣经让我们看见有前面的一代，有后面的一代。
And here it's recorded that there is one generation and there's another generation rose after them.
好像这后面的一代呢，他们对神的认识呢，是从这上一代好像传下来的。
As if it's saying that the knowledge for the second generation is passed down from the first.
但我们知道，就着我们与神的关系而言。
But we know in terms of our relationship with the Lord.
我们每一个人都是第一代。
Every one of us is first generation.
因为我们都是从神所生的。
Because we are born directly of God.
我们都是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
所以在神的家里头啊，没有这个孙子、曾孙的这个关系。
We are not grandchildren of God, nor great-grandchildren of God.
不要想说我信的神是我父母亲的神。
Do not think to yourself that the Lord I believe is the God of my father.
的确，那个神呢是同一位神。
Yes, it's the same God.
但那个关系呢？不应该有第二代、第三代。
But in terms of relationship, we're not second generation or third generation.
没有遗传的基督徒。
There is not hereditary Christian.
也没有生下来继承做基督徒的。
And there is no Christian that's born of inheritance.
我们都是直接从神所生的。
We have received and been born directly of God.
那这里我们说到有前面的世代和后面的世代是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean when the Bible says there is a generation before and a generation after?
对我们今天而言，乃是告诉我们在属灵的认识。和经历上
For us, it is in the matter of spiritual experience and spiritual knowledge.
我们有一些前面的弟兄姐妹，他们对神的认识和经历是在我们前面。
There are brothers before us, and that they have experienced God before us.
他们比我们更认识神。
And they have known the Lord more for longer.
他们比我们经历了更多神在他们身上的带领。
And they have experienced more of the leading of the Lord in their lives.
所以他们能够帮助我们。
So that they can help us in this regard.
所以我们看见就着这个属灵的认识和经历上我们有前面有后面
In terms of the spiritual experience we have people that has gone before and there's people that's coming after
但是就着我们生命的关系
But in terms of the relationship to the Lord in our life
我们都是与神直接发生关系
We all have a direct relationship with the Lord
我们应该都是第一代的基督徒
We are all first generation Christians
也就是说我们对神应该能够有一个直接的认识
In a way that we need to know the Lord directly in our lives
而这个认识是从里面的认识
And this is an inward knowledge of him.
所以我在想，在当时四世纪这个时代，为什么他们后来兴起的世代，他们会不认识神，也不认识神的作为呢
？So I was thinking, how come the second generation in the book of Judges did not know God nor the works of God?
当然，我想很简单，从几个方面来看。
So I can see that there, very simply, there are perhaps a few aspects.
第一，就是他们上一代的人呢，没有向下一代的人来传、来讲述。神和他的作为。
Firstly, perhaps the previous generation didn't have a chance to tell the work of God to the second generation.
那当然可能，因为上一代的人，他们一方面要忙着征战。
Of course, the first generation we know they were very busy.
一方面他们要忙着建设。
They were busy fighting wars and busy building. And they were too busy.
没有什么时间能够跟他们的孩子下一代在一起。
They didn't have much time to spend with their children.
就是在一起的时候呢
，Even if they had time to spend together,
可能也要来管他们的那个。学习和功课。
Perhaps they were just busy disciplining them about their study and their homework.
就这许许多多都是需要的事情。
And all these things are necessary.
结果呢，就忘了跟他们来讲述、来传述他们所认识的这位神。
But maybe they forgot to tell to their children about this God that they knew.
我觉得这个跟我们今天在北美的情形有点像。
And I think perhaps this is similar to our conditions in North America.
我们许多做父母亲的非常的努力在那里工作。
Many parents of us, they work very hard.
真的整天就像忙得像打仗一样。
Just like they're fighting a war day after day.
回到家里有好多好多家事要建立这个家庭。
And after they come home, there are many housework they need to build up a family.
好不容易有点时间跟孩子在一起。
And if you have any time to spend with your children,
哎呀，数学做了没有？
What about your math? Have you
done your homework? 功课做了没有？
Have you done your homework?
还有这个弹琴弹了没有
Have you practiced piano?
哎呀，好多好多事情。
And there are many, many things.
到了晚上，小孩都已经不行了，已经困了要睡觉了。
And till very late in the evening, your children are dying of sleep. And
才想起来还没有读主的话。
And then we suddenly remember we haven't read the Bible yet.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见，如果我们没有能够把我们所认识的神来向我们下一代来讲说
，So we see if we don't have time.To spend with our children to tell them of the God that we know.
来向他们见证我们所认识、所经历的神。
To testify to them the God that we have experienced.
是有可能到以后他们也变成不认识神。
And it could very possibly be that, in future days they do not know the Lord.
上次伯利兄提醒我们，做父母亲的回去啊，要跟孩子们啊，要跟他们讲，要跟他们见证。我们所认识、所经历的神。
Brother Bo reminded us last time that we need to go back and tell our children about the God that we know.
所以我回去了，我就问问我大的几个孩子。
So I went back and I asked my children who are a little older.
我就问他说，我有没有跟你们讲过这个我所认识、所经历的这位神
？And I asked them, do you remember or have I told you about the God that I know?
他们那结果呢，有点出乎我意料之外。
And to my surprise,
他们的确听过，也记得。神曾经在我的工作上啊，奇妙大能的带领。
They've heard it and they still remember how the Lord has led me wondrously in my work.
就是神如何带领我在 Aaron 的青年的工作当中，许许多多神迹奇事伴随着。
That of all my testimony, how the Lord has accompanied my work in Aaron with miracles and miraculous signs.
但是他们却不知道我是怎么得救的。
But they do not know how I was saved.
哎呀，所以我们做父母亲的，的确我们是有疏忽。
So I realize I have fallen short in this regard.
所以我就跟他们说，有机会我要赶快好好的在主面前预备好，要跟他们做见证。
So I told them I need to prepare before the Lord and find the opportunity to to bring my testimony before you.
向他们述说神是如何救了我。
To tell you how the Lord has saved me.
在这边，如果你的孩子还不知道的话，不知道你得救的经历的话，盼你回去也能够在主面前预备，然后呢，来向他们做见证。
Brothers and sisters, if your children have not yet known how you were saved, may we all prepare our hearts before the Lord and prepare our testimony so that if there's an opportunity, we can.Let them know.
诗诗记的当中下一代他们不认识神我想另外有一种可能的原因
And I think there might be another reason why the next generation in Judges did not know God.
就他们的上一代父母亲啊的确花时间了也用心了好好的跟他们讲了他们所认识所经历的这位神
That maybe their parents did spend time with them, did tell them all the wondrous works that God has done.
可是他们没有用心的好好听
But they did not listen with their heart.
他们听着听着听过了就忘了
But they heard it and then they forgot about it.
他没放在心上。
They didn't put it on their heart.
好像在听新闻，好像在听小说一样。
Perhaps they're just listening as if it's a piece of news or a piece of a novel.
听到这里，哇哦。
Maybe just a story. Sometimes they are wowed by it.
那里哦。
Sometimes they are marveled by it.
听过以后啊，什么都不记得。
But after they heard it, they forget it all.
这跟我们今天的年轻人有点像。
And that's very similar to our youth today.
有时候父母亲啊，跟孩子也讲了好多好多话，是不是
？As parents, we did speak much words to them.
就讲了好多好多话以后呢，突然间小孩转过来看着你。
And after we spoke for a long time to them, suddenly they turned to you.
What did you say?
What did you just say?
是不是？
Isn't that true?
有时候我们来到主的面前听主的话。
Very often we come before the Lord and we try to listen to Him.
哎呀，我们的确虽然很困，还使劲的挺着听。
Yes, sometimes we're very sleepy, but we're still trying to force ourselves to read the word and listen to Him.
还没回到家里。
And before we even reached home.
在路上，我们问问配偶，问问孩子。
And we, so we return home from church. We ask our wife or our children.
今天听的什么
？What did you hear today?
哎，我们就想不起来了。
And we couldn't remember anything.
所以难怪看到诗诗记他们下一代的这一代的人，他们就不认识我们的神。
So no wonder this next generation in Judges they did not know God.
弟兄姐妹，我们在主面前实在需要主恩待怜悯我们。
The Lord truly needs to show mercy to us.
若是我们没有好好的能够叫我们下一帮助我们下一代来认识我们所认识所经历的这位神。
If we are not able to help our next generation to come to know this God that we knew,
同姐妹，那个结果是非常可怕的。
And the end result is terrifying.
我们看见到四世纪末了的时候。
Until you reach the end of Book of Judges.
我们看见个人任意而行。
Everyone does what he wishes, what seems good to them.
各家任意而行。
Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
各支派任意而行。
Every tribe does what is good in their own eyes.
任意而行也可以翻译成个人行自己眼中看为正的事。
It just means that they do whatever they wish.
同学们，这是不是我们今天的光景呢？
Isn't that our condition today?
我们是不是自己行我们自己以为正的事呢？
Are we just doing what is right in our own eyes?
我觉得这个对，我就做这个事。
If we think this is right, then we'll do it.
我不管到底神怎么看这件事情。
Doesn't matter how the Lord sees it.
我感觉好。
As long as I
feel good. 我认为对。
As long as I think it's
right, 我就做了。
Then we'll do it.
不仅我们做。
Not only we do it.
我们可能还找一些志同道合的人，我们一起来做。
We also find others who agree with us, and then we'll do it together.
所以我们看见到后来神百姓十二支派当中。
So at the end of this time, the 12 tribe of Israelites.
满了黑暗。
They're full of darkness.
满了混乱。
Full of chaos.
到了一个地步，他们彼此相残。
To a point that they were fighting amongst themselves.
以至于神的支派当中几乎就。少掉了一个支派。
And almost to a point that they have eliminated one tribe out of the 12.
他们在那里彼此相咬相吞。
And they were swallowing each other up.
完全像是不认识神的一般人。
As if they did not know God at all.
弟兄姐妹，我们实在需要求主的怜悯。
We truly need the mercy from the Lord.
我们需要更认识我们的神。
And we need to know the Lord more.
好叫我们也能够帮助我们的下一代。他们也来真认识神。
So that we can also help our next generation that they may know God.
那什么是真认识神呢
？What does it mean to know the Lord, to truly know Him?
这里特别我要特别强调说真认识神。
Here I want to emphasize to truly know Him.
意思就是说有一种情形或者其他的情形呢，我们不是真认识神。
Meaning there could be another condition where we know Him but not truly know Him.
我想我们都很熟悉，有一种的认识呢是头脑里头的认识。
I think we all know that there is a head knowledge.
这也是我们当中，我想弟兄姐妹常常觉得困扰的一件事。
And I think this is something that troubles all of us.
因为我们读了许多的圣经。
Because we have read the scriptures.
我们听了许多纯正的道。
We have heard many sound teachings.
我们发现我们头脑的知识啊越来越多。
Our head knowledge have increased.
我们知道了非常多。
We have known much.
我们知道许多关于神的事情。
We know a lot of things about God.
但是我们心里头也知道。
But we also know in our hearts.
我们并不够真认识神。
But we have not yet truly known Him.
这就好像有一些神学家一样
Just as many theologians
啊，在许多神学院里头有许多研究关于神事情的人
In many seminaries there are many people that study the word of God
他们不仅研究关于神的事
Not only they study the things about God
他们也能够在那里谈论讲论许多关于神的事
But they can talk about it, they can teach about it
甚至发表论文
Now, and they canPublish papers,
甚至他可以教导学生
they can even teach students.
可是他自己却不真认识神
But they themselves did not truly know God.
他们根本就不信神
And some didn't even believe in God.
所以这个情形就是什么呢？我们看见有这个头脑的知识
So we see this head knowledge.
却不真认识神
Having a head knowledge does not mean that we truly know him.
那我可以再用一个简单的例子
I can use a simple example.
啊，今天我们大家都很会用这个Google.
Today we all know how to use Google very well.
就很容易啊，可以上网呢，我就可以搜寻这个所有关于这个奥巴马总统的所有的资料。
So it is easy for us to just go online and search everything about our President Obama.
当然，他的秘密我们可能搜寻不到。
Perhaps you will not find anything about secretly about him.
但是我们可以找到很多许多关于奥巴马总统的资料。
But there are many public information of his background and his history.
好，那今天我收集到这么多关于奥巴马总统的资料以后
，So after I've gathered all these facts and information about him,
我可以在这里向大家来讲述他。
I can come here and tell you about him.
讲他身高体重。
I can tell him his height, tell you his height, his weight.
他从小怎么样，长大以后怎么样。
Where he grew up, how he was when
he was in his childhood.
I can tell you everything about him.
我讲的都是事实。
And these are facts.
但是我却不认识他。
Yet I did not know him.
这里或许在我们当中有一个人。
And maybe there one day a person among us.
他可能举手说，我认识奥巴马总统。
And she may say, I know.This President Obama.
他可能认识的还没有我多。
I didn't know all these facts about him.
但他真认识他。
But I know him.
为什么呢
？Why?
他说我是他女儿。
Because he can say I am his daughter.
他是我爸爸。
He's my dad.
所以他说认识奥巴马，那是真认识奥巴马。
So when if she says she knew Obama, then it's true that she knew.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天对神的认识。
Our knowledge of the Lord.
乃是因着我们跟他有一个关系。
It is because we have a relationship with Him.
如果我们没有神的生命在我们里头
，If we don't have the life of God in us,
我们就不可能真认识他。
Then there is no way that we can truly know.
我们可以有头脑的知识
，We can have a lot of head knowledge.
我们可以谈论关于神的事
，We can talk about things about God.
我们甚至可以教导别人关于神的事情
，We can even teach people about God.
但是我们却不真认识他
，But we did not know Him.
所以我们感谢主，我们今天能够认识我们的神。
So we thank the Lord today we can come and know Him.
那是因为他把他的生命给了我们。
It is because He has already given us His life.
因着这个生命
，Because of this life,
我们能够认识他。
We can come and know Him.
圣经中有一个例子，很好的例子。
There's an example in the Bible.
就是保罗，他从前叫做扫罗。
And this is a very good example of Paul who was known as Saul before.
这个扫罗哈，他从前是一个熟读旧约圣经的人。
This person Saul, he knew the Bible front to back.
我相信他对圣经的认识比我们都还要多很多。
And I trust he knew about the Old Testament much better than we did.
然后呢，他有许多关于神的知识。
And he has much knowledge about God.
他不仅知道神的律法，而且呢，他是严谨的遵守神的律法。
Not only he knew about the law of God, but he also practiced and followed the law of God.
而且他为这个神这个他为这个宗教啊热心。
And he was zealous for this religion.
结果他做什么呢
？So what did he do?
他就说我要侍奉神。
I want to serve God, he said.
我怎么样侍奉神呢
？How can he serve God?
他就逼迫基督徒。
So he persecuted Christians.
他以为逼迫基督徒就是侍奉神。
To him, persecuting Christian equals to serving God.
这是因为他并不真认识神。
Because that he didn't truly know him.
他里头没有那个开启。
He didn't have a revelation in his heart.
他里面没有跟神有一个真实的关系。
He did not have a true relationship with the Lord.
所以我们发现 他虽然有许多头脑的知识
，even though he had much head knowledge，
哎，他将这些知识呢也用在他的生活当中
，and he practiced， he used this knowledge in his lives。
可是他却不真认识神
，yet he still did not know God。
所以他在地上所奔跑的方向
，so he was running the wrong direction on the
earth。恰恰与神是相反的
，and his direction was completely off and opposite from God's direction。
所以这里。约翰福音十七章三节告诉我们：认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
So John 17 tells us, "This is eternal God, that you may know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom He sent."
所以我们看见这个真认识，就为我们带来了神的生命。
So we see this true knowledge of God brings us the life of God.
而借着这个生命，叫我们能够更认识这位独一的真神。
And through this life, we may know Him even more.
这是一个生命的关系。
And this is a relationship in life.
所以在罗马书第八章十六节告诉我们。
So in the book of Romans chapter 8 tells us.
神的话说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
That the Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are children of God.
我们是神所生的。
We are born of God.
因此我们可以从心里头能够真实的呼叫神是我们的阿爸。
So that in our heart we can truly cry out, Abba Father.
这是真认识神。
This is a true knowledge of him.
我们或许头脑里头知识知道的不多。
Perhaps we didn't know much in our head.
但是我们心里头知道神是我们的阿爸父。
But our heart knows God is our father.
因为我们有与神有这样一个真实亲密的关系。
And that we can have such a close and intimate relationship with him.
我知道很多弟兄姐妹在我们当中都是在上班的人。
And we know many of us go to work.
你们去公司上班的话。
As you go to work every day,
我就用积善做例子好了。
Maybe I can use our brother Wen.
你礼拜一去上班。
And on Monday you go to work.
礼拜一没放假嘛。
There is no holiday, right?
你敢不敢就跑到你那个 CEO 的办公室里头去
？And do you dare to go into the office of your CEO?
在那里呢，要做什么就做什么。
And do whatever you want in his office.
你敢不敢
？Do you dare?
不敢的。
No, he doesn't.
因为我们跟他没有这个关系。
Because he didn't have a relationship with the CEO.
他是老板。
He is his boss.
我是伙计。
And we're just employee.
是不是
？Isn't that true?
今天如果 CEO 的孩子啊到公司去了。
But if the son of the CEO go to his office.
哎呀，他怎么样
？He can do whatever.
别的地方不去了，就跑到 CEO 的房间去。
And he wouldn't go anywhere else, but he would just go to the CEO office.
他根本就不管这是谁的办公室。
He doesn't care whose office it is.
他进去以后怎么样？
What does he do once he enters?
吃什么就吃什么。
He can eat whatever he wants to.
他要喝什么就喝什么。
And he can drink anything from the fridge.
当然不一定是合适的。
Even though it might not be appropriate.
但他可以放胆的去。
He can. He dares to.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为那个 CEO 是他爸爸。
Because CEO is his dad.
他跟他有这个关系。
And there is a relationship.
他甚至可以爬到他身上去。
He can even jump on his.
我相信基善弟兄不敢。
I don't think my brother dares to jump on his CEO.
因为没有这个关系。
Because there is not a relationship there.
但是我们与神有一个真实的关系。
But we have this true relationship.
因为我们是神借着圣灵所生的。
Because we're born of God by the Spirit.
我们是他的儿女。
We are his children.
兄弟们，我们要看，我们要珍惜这样的关系。
Brothers and sisters, do we treasure such a relationship?
所以我们到神面前有些时候哈。
And when we come before God.
不要太像来到那个公司老板的面前。
Don't come to him as if he's your boss in your office.
虽然的确，神我们的主，他是我们的主。
Yes, he is our Lord.
但是在这个生命的关系上面，我们是他的儿女。
But in terms of life, we are his children.
你可以爬到他身上去的。
You can come onto him.
你高兴可以跟他讲一讲。
If you're happy, tell him.
你不高兴你也可以告诉他的。
If you're not happy, tell him.
不要好像不要把神当做 CEO。
Don't treat him as your boss.
把神当作你自己的父亲。
Treat him as your own father.
他不是像我们的父亲，他就是我们的父亲。
Because he's not like a father, but rather he is our father.
当我们这样子与神应得有这个关系。
Because of this relationship we have.
我们能够真认识他。
That we may truly know him.
我们能够更认识他。
And we may know him more.
我们能够像保罗所说的。
Just as Paul has said.
我从前。以为与我有益的，现在都当作有损。
Everything that I have counted as gain, now I count them but loss.
兄姐妹，当我们真认识神
，When we truly know God,
当我们越来越认识到他的宝贵
，When we know the surpassing value of him,
兄姐妹，我们就能够像保罗一样
，That we can be like Paul.
哎呀，从前吸引我们的
，The things that used to attract us,
哎呀，再也不吸引我们
，They no longer have any attraction.
从前在那里会引诱我们的。
The things that used to tempt us,
对我们一点吸引力都没有。
And we no longer has any draw for it.
弟兄们不是靠着我们在那里，好像很努力苦哈哈的说，我不要爱世界。
It is not us by our own might, trying really hard, saying, I don't love the world, don't love the world.
我不要再看 YouTube.
I no longer want to watch YouTube.
我也不要再上 Facebook 了。
I no longer want to go on Facebook.
你是非死不可。
Because it's, I die on YouTube, I live and die by YouTube.
这里面靠着我们自己，这是非常难的。
By ourselves, by our own striving, it's very difficult.
我是对男生来说，我不要再玩 video game.
Or for guys, I no longer want to play video games.
容不容易？
Is it easy?
发现好难。
Is it easy to put it down?
为什么好难呢?
So difficult. Why is that so difficult?
靠着我们自己是胜不过这世界的引诱和试探。
By ourselves, we cannot overcome the temptation of the world.
我们拯救在哪里?
Where is our salvation?
认识神。
Knowing God.
认识基督。
Knowing Jesus.
当我们越认识他的宝贵。
The more we know his value.
当我们越认识他的柔美。
The more we know his beauty.
当我们越被他的爱摸着的时候。
The more we're touched by his love.
姐妹，我们就能够脱离了。
Then we can be set free.
这是那个路。
This is the way.
那我们如何能够来真认识神，更认识神呢？
So how can we know him more and truly know him?
箴言一章七节告诉我们，敬畏耶和华就是知识的开端。
Proverb tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
哦，这个知识啊，不是我们刚刚讲头脑的知识。
And this knowledge is not what we just said about head knowledge.
箴言里头让我们看见这个知识或是智慧也好，还是让我们看见是认识神。
Proverb tells us this knowledge of God and the other parts as fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. This is the true knowing of God. How can we truly know him? How can we know him more?
这边告诉我们乃是要有敬畏的
fear of the Lord.
这个敬畏字比较大，大家可能不懂。英文翻译很好，就是害怕。
And this fear of the Lord is sometimes not easily understood. It can also be said as a reverent heart.
我听过有一个故事。
I've heard this story.
就有一次，一个无神论者、啊，他去游山玩水，就是爬山。
One time, this guy who's an atheist went to hike up a mountain.
当他爬到山腰中间的时候
，And when he gets to about halfway up the mountain,
看到了旁边有一块大石头。
He saw a big rock on the side.
这个我们中国人就比较知道。
And if you're Chinese, then you know this.
看到石头啊，你就要留字。
Whenever Chinese sees a rock, they want to write on it.
这个无神论者呢，他不是留自己的名字。
So he doesn't write down his own name.
他拿块石头，在上面刻了三个大字，没有神。
Being atheist, that he just wrote on the rock, there is no God.
他非常自豪啊。
And he's very proud of his writing.
他不仅他自己认为没有神。
Not only he thinks that there is no God.
他还巴不得所有经过那个石头旁的人啊，都看到说没有神。
And he wishes everyone who passed by this rock to know that there is no God.
就他就继续游山玩水，就上了山顶。
So he kept on hiking.
到了山顶以后，他一看，那个风光明媚。
Suddenly he got to the summit and he saw all the sceneries on top.
他那个那样的壮观。
And he saw all the beauty and majesty of the mountains.
那样的漂亮，那样的美丽。
How beautiful, how marvelous.
突然间，里头有感觉。
Suddenly there was a fear in his heart.
这个造物主太奇妙。
He said there is a creator and he's marvelous.
他里头啊。有了一点敬畏的心。
And there has begun in his heart a small fear.
当然，他不能住在山里，他还要下山。
And of course, he couldn't dwell on the mountain. And
下山又经过刚刚那块大石头。
As he hiked down, he passed by the rock that he passed by earlier.
看见大家刚刚他自己亲手所留的三个大字，没有神。
And he saw his own handwriting that there is no God.
这时他心里头就懊悔了。
That there is a repentance in his heart.
真的懊悔了。
It's a true repentance.
他在这个上面呢，就多加了几个字。
So he added something onto it.
他就说，愚顽人说没有神。
And it's what we just read. Fool says in his heart, there is no God.
这是诗篇十四篇所告诉我们。
And that's in Psalm chapter 14.
只有愚顽人，心里不敬畏神、不认识神、不敬畏神的人，才会说没有神。
Only fool, a person who have no fear of the Lord, has no reverence for this Creator.
罗马书一章十九节告诉我们
，Romans chapter one tells us，
神的事情人所能知道的，神已经显明在人的心里。
Everything that we may know about God has been revealed in the hearts of men。
因为神已经给他显明了。
Because God has already made it known。
自从造天地以来
，Since the creation of the world，
神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen.
虽然人的眼睛好像看不见神
Even though these are invisible attributes,
借着神所创造这一切的万物
But these have been made understood through what has been made.
叫人从心里头可以知道的
That men can know him clearly.
所以如果有人说没有神
So if there's anyone that says there is no God,
真的是一个愚顽人。
Truly, this is a fool.
所以当神借着他所造的万物叫人知道，
as the Lord caused all men to see him and know him through the things that he created,
人就无可推诿的。
That men are without excuse.
将来到神审判的时候，
before the judgment seat of the Lord,
没有一个人可以说他有借口说。我不认识神。
No one can find any excuse to say, I don't know you, because.
因为神已经叫人可以从心里头认识他。
Because the Lord has revealed and manifested his attributes into the man, heart of man.
就是光光借着神的永能和神性，就叫人是明明可知。
And simply by the things which he has made, he has shown his eternal power and his divine nature.
所以我们如果要认识这位神，我们必须要存着敬畏神的心。
So if you want to know this God, we must have a heart to fear the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得我们中间有没有一些福音朋友，你曾经听过了许多的福音。
I don't know if there's any gospel friend among us that you have heard much about the gospel.
但是你却仍然还没有信主。
But yet you still have not yet believed the Lord.
原谅我这么说。
And pardon me if I say this.
最大的一个问题。
The greatest problem that we have.
就在你里面。敬畏的心
is that there is not a fear in your heart.
这话也是对着我自己说的。
And it's also spoken to myself.
在我自己还没有蒙恩得救之前
before I came to know the Lord,
我也听了许许多多的福音。
I have also heard much gospel.
为什么我不信呢？
How come I didn't believe for so long?
就是因为我没有敬畏的心。
It's because I have no reverence.
就是因为我里头骄傲。
Because there's a pride in my heart.
我觉得我要来信神的话。
Because I thought if I came to know, believe in the word of God, just as if I go to the supermarket buying apples for vegetables, I will pick it up and I will look at it and I will select it. I see which apple is good. Then I will pick it home, take it home. But if we don't have a reverent heart, no wonder we don't know God. No wonder we're counted as fools.
实在是盼望早晨在我们中间，当我们离开这里之前。
It's our true desire that even before we leave here this morning,
在我们中间没有一个愚顽人。
That there will be no fool among us.
每一个人都能够从心里头因着敬畏能够认识我们的神。
Everyone can have this reverent heart in us that we can all come to know Him.
所以我们刚刚讲到关于要能够认识神呢，必须要有一个敬畏的心。
So here it says, if we want to know Him, we must have a fear of the Lord.
我们说这个敬畏呢，简单说也就是害怕。
This is also just to a fear.
那我们信主了以后
，So after we come to believe the Lord,
那我们怎么样继续存着敬畏的心来更认识我们的神呢
？How can we maintain this fear to know Him more?
我就用圣经当中有一个很好的例子，就是约伯。
And I'll use another example in the Bible that is a story of Job.
我们知道神当撒旦来到神面前的时候，神就挑战撒旦，对他说：“你看我的仆人约伯。”
We know when Satan came before the Lord, he challenged God, saying, God said, "Look at my servant Job."
约伯敬畏神，远离恶事。
And the Lord says, Job has a fear of the Lord and shun evil.
这用一个现代的话怎么说呢
？And how can we put it in modern?
就说神用他的神拿他的约他的仆人约伯呢，来向神来约向撒旦挑战。
That God is bragging to Satan about his servant Job.
挑战呢就是。
Or challenging Satan.
看一看哈，谁赢
？To see who can win.
然后撒旦呢，当然接受神的挑战。
And of course, Satan gladly take up this challenge.
哎呀，就跟神讲啊，哎呀，因为你对他好嘛。
So Satan says, "Of course, because you're good to him."
因为你祝福约伯吗
？You have blessed him.
所以约伯他当然就敬畏你，爱你。
Of course, he will fear you and love you.
撒旦，那神需不需要证明一下
？So does God need to prove himself?
好，那神就说好，那约伯就交给撒旦了。
So he says, "Well, he's in your hand then."
啊，细节我们不多说了。
We don't need to go into the details.
当约伯被交在撒旦手里的时候
，When Job was placed in the hand of Satan,
我们看见那约伯记的第一章、第二章这么短的。内容里头
If you remember in the first two chapters of Job, in the very short two chapters,
撒旦就极其的所能来伤害，来毁坏约伯。
Satan used all that he could to destroy this person.
哎呀，那大概也是一两回合了。
And he had gone through a few rounds.
约伯什么都没有了。
And until Job has lost everything.
什么都没有。
There is nothing left.
不仅外面的东西都没有。
Nothing left outwardly.
他连他最基本的这个身体健康都没有。
He doesn't even have his basic health.
人家太太啊都在旁边讽刺他了。
Even his wife started to say things on
his side. 你还敬畏神吗？
Do you still fear God?
你这咒诅神死了算了。
Curse God and die.
但我们看见约伯他敬畏神。
But the Lord, but Job still have a fear of the Lord.
因为约伯他认识神。
Because he knew God.
所以他不以口犯罪。
So he would not sin with his mouth.
他仍然持守。
He still
他的纯正。
Held fast to his righteousness.
那这样子是不是就完了？
So is that the end of the story?
撒旦输了，神赢了。
Is that so that Satan lost, God win?
没有。
Not yet.
神在约伯身上的心意还没有达成。
God has not yet accomplished all his will in Job.
在那个时候，约伯对神的敬畏。
So because this reverence that Job had for God.
是一个仆人的敬畏。
And this reverence heart is a heart of a servant.
而神要借着接下来三十多章的圣经。
But through 30 long chapters.
非常非常漫长痛苦的过程。
And very long and bitter chapters.
看见约伯他所经历的。
And we see all that Job has experienced.
我们无法想象。
We can't even imagine all that he has gone through.
现在来读的话，我们都觉得很苦了。
Even if we just read it, it felt bitter in our hearts.
因为实在是好长啊。
Because it's so long.
因为读不懂。
And we don't understand it.
但我们看见神在约伯的魂里头，在那里来制作他。
But you see, God is shaping him in his soul.
到后面我们看见。
And until the end.
神的工作做。快要做成了。
And at the near completion of God's work.
我们看见神在约伯身上的心意达到完全了。
And the will of God has come to a fullness in Job.
所以我们看见神就把所有的祝福都加回到他身上。
And the Lord has blessed him a double portion.
简单的说，属灵的意义就是说，约伯呢，他就被神制作到一个地步呢，他成为一个长子。
And the spiritual meaning is that Job had been made and shaped by God to such a point that he became the firstborn. Because the Lord had blessed him with a double portion.
这双倍的祝福在圣经里头就让我们看到，就是那长子的名分。
This double portion in the Bible always talk about the firstborn right.
所以我们看见神将他的仆人约伯制作，经过这么多的苦难，到一个地步呢，他成为神的儿子。
So after all this time, after all the shaping and making, God had made him a son.
他不再是仆人。
He's no longer a slave.
他乃是儿子。
But he's a son.
就里面今天有一些的基督徒。
There are many Christians today.
可能包括你我。
Perhaps including you and me.
我们敬畏神呢。
We have a fear of the Lord.
我们怕神呢。
But we're afraid of him.
那是因为我们怕失去了神的祝福和保守。
Because sometimes we're afraid that we will lose the blessing and the keeping of the Lord.
哎呀，我们读圣经的时候。
The protection of the Lord. When we read the Bible.
哎呀，我们每天读。
We read it every day.
突然间有一天啊，太忙太累，忘了读。
But suddenly one day we're too busy and then we forgot to read it.
那我们心思里头就有个想法。
And then there is a fear in our heart.
哎呦，这个会不会失去神的祝福和保守
？Would I lose God's blessing because of this?
就果真第二天就开车出了一个车祸。
And perhaps it just so that happened the next day we ran into a car accident.
啊，我们怎么想
？And what would we think?
哎呀，你看，就是因为我昨天没有读经啊。昨天没有祷告。
See, this is all cause and effect. This is because I didn't read the Bible yesterday.
或是我上个主日啊没有去聚会。
Or last Sunday I didn't go to church.
所以你看，不好的事情发生。
See, this is why bad things happen to me.
弟兄姐妹，那是仆人的敬畏。
This is a fear that's afraid of God because we're a servant, a slave.
罗马书告诉我们。
And the book of Romans tells us.
第八章十五节，我们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。
Chapter 8 says, We do not receive a spirit of slavery causing us to be afraid.
仆人里头的确是害怕的。
Yes, as a slave, there's a fear in our heart.
他害怕他的主人。
There's a fear that his master.
为什么害怕呢？
There's a fear of the master. Why?
我觉得你们都很有经验的。
Because we all know this.
你们去上班的时候。
We all have this experience as we go to work.
听说公司。老板说公司要大裁员了。
And if you hear that your company is laying off.
怕不怕？
Are you afraid?
当然怕。
Of course you'll be afraid.
哎呀，本来已经安排好要去跟家里去度假的。
Because you already arranged all the vacation days with your family. Then what can you do?
要想一想哦。
Then you have to think twice.
这个度假如果去的话。
If I go on a vacation.
会不会回来办公桌就没了。
When I come back, do I still have a job?
哎呦，那赶快取消，我们不要去度假。
Maybe we need to cancel our vacation and don't go anymore.
六月十二号我们有夏令会。
Oh, and then there is a summer conference in June.
心里头实在知道说应该去的。
And we know in our heart that we need to go.
哎，但是最近呢，跟老板关系不太好。
But my relationship with my boss is not very good these days.
我们就想，哎呦，我们里头就害怕了。
Then we have this fear in our heart.
我去参加这个几天夏令会。
Can I still ask for time off to go to the summer conference?
会不会回来？
Perhaps coming back from the conference.
老板就生气了。
My boss will be angry that I was off.
年底考试的时候就给我饼等。
At the end of my review, I will have a failure on my performance rate. So sometimes we do have this fear. But that is a fear of a slave. This is not a reverence of a son towards a father. So Romans says we do not receive a spirit of slavery.
我们乃是儿子的心。
But we have received the spirit of adoption as sons.
那是不是儿子的心，就儿子就不用害怕了呢？
Is it true that if you're a son that you no longer have a fear?
儿子也需要害怕。
But son is also reverent.
但是他不是害怕他表现不好的时候，他的父母亲就不要他。
And he's not afraid, but he's not afraid that his parents will disown him just because he has done something wrong.
儿子敬畏他的父亲。
But the son reveres the father.
是因为他爱他的父亲。
Because he loves the father.
他怕他父亲伤心。
He's afraid that he will grieve the father.
他怕他做的事情会叫父亲失望。
He has a fear that what he does will disappoint the father.
弟兄姐妹，我们不再是奴仆的心。
Brothers and sisters, we no longer have a spirit of slavery.
我们是儿子的心。
We have a spirit of son.
我们怕我们天父伤心。
We are afraid that we will grieve the heart of the Father.
We are
afraid that we will disappoint our Father.
We have a
fear that His love and His loving desire towards us will not be accomplished.
So we
have a reverence heart.
When we
come to revere Him,
我们就能够越来越认识我们的神。
Then we will come to know Him more and more.
我们也就能够越来越像他。
And we will be more like Him.
在约翰一书告诉我们，他若显现，我们就要像他。
In 1 John it tells us when He appears, we will be like Him.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就当我们能够看见他的时候。
When we see Him.
当我们能够认识他的时候。
When we know Him.
当我们越来越认识他的时候。
When we know Him more.
我们就越来越像他。
Then we will be more and more like Him.
所以求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
叫我们能够常存一颗敬畏的心。
So that we can keep this reverent heart.
叫我们能够更认识我们的神。
That we may know Him more.
第二方面，我们怎么能够来真认识、更认识我们的神
？Secondly, how can we know Him, truly know Him, and know Him more?
乃是借着顺服在神所量给我们一切的环境。
It is through obedience and submission to all the environments and circumstances He gave us.
我们的神很有智慧。
Our God is wise.
他常常会借着一些的环境的难处啊，来帮助我们，来叫我们更认识他。
He measures out difficulties in our environments to help us so that we may know Him more.
这是我们不喜欢的。
And we don't like this.
我们喜欢认识神。
We want to like Him.
We want to know Him.
We only want to know Him in the classroom.
We come
to Bible study.
We
come to Sunday
meetings.
Or we read our Bible by
ourselves.
Everything is peace and quiet.
And then
we can come to know Him. This is very good.
Isn't that so?
In our peace and quiet, perhaps we can increase the knowledge of God.
But something
in us tells us we don't truly know Him.
因为我们这个人啊，没有因着认识神而改变。
Because we have not been changed by the knowledge of God.
我们的生活没有因着更认识神产生变化。
And our life has not been changed because of this knowledge.
我十年前就已经信主了。
I have already known the Lord 10 years ago.
我十年前爱世界。
10 years ago, I loved the world.
我今天还是爱世界。
I still love the world today.
说不定还爱得更多。
Perhaps even love the world more now.
问题在哪里？
What's the problem?
可能在这十年当中，我们并没有更认识我们的神。
It is perhaps because we did not know the Lord more during these 10 years.
我十年前就已经蒙恩得救。
We have already received the grace to be saved.
我可能十年前就已经信主二三十年了。
Perhaps we even been a believer for 20-30 years.
十年前跟太太吵架。
And 10 years ago, I fought with my wife.
结果呢，我们又过了十年。
And so 10 years has passed.
我还是跟太太吵架。
We're still arguing.
哎，吵得更厉害。
And we even quarreled more.
吵到一个月不讲话。
And to a point that we won't talk to each other for a month.
甚至吵到个地步要离婚。
And to a point that we want to seek after a divorce.
原因是什么
？What's the problem？
就在这十年当中，我们或许有聚会。
So perhaps it's because in 10 years we have gone to meetings. We have read the Bible and prayed.
但是我们并不真认识神。
But we did not truly know Him.
我们并没有因为认识神而在我们生命生活当中有产生变化。
The true knowledge of God has not changed our life.
所以为了这个缘故
，because of this，
啊，我们就知道了。
Then we know.
为什么我们生活当中有这么多的难处？
Then we come to understand why we have so much difficulties.
为什么我的配偶是这一个，不是那一个？
And then what we're questioning, why is my wife this? Why is she my wife, not the other?
为什么我们孩子当中啊，总是有一个或两个呢，叫我们痛苦得不得了？
And why there's still people among us that cause inflict
children?
Or why do we have this and that children that inflict so much pain on us?
当然也包括 people 哈。教会里的弟兄姐妹
，and of course it includes the brothers and sisters at church，
公司的老板同事
，or our boss and our co-workers at work。
哎呦，真是叫我们受苦受苦的不得了。
It caused so much pain to us。
弟兄姐妹，为什么
？Why？
明白了没
？Do you understand a little？
如果还不明白的话，那就还要受苦。
If you don't understand it, then you will suffer such pain more。
为什么神量给我们这许多的环境
？Why does the Lord measure out all these environments?
为什么神安排这么些的人事物
？Why does the Lord orchestrate so many people and the environments and events?
神在做什么
？What is He doing?
神要叫我们真认识他。
So that He is using these so that we may truly know Him.
神要叫我们更认识他。
We know that we may know Him more.
要举一个比较典型的例子。
A very typical example.
就是。婆媳之间的问题。
It's a problem between wife and mother-in-law.
我想这是一个比较典型的例子。
I think this is a typical problem among us.
也是我们比较熟悉的。
And we know this well.
我们就发现啊，这婆媳之间啊，总是关系处不好。
And we realize that there's always a problem between the wife and the mother-in-law.
很多时候我们也很怜悯。
And sometimes we really feel bad.
哎，我们觉得婆婆好可怜。
We feel that our mother is.
或许有些时候我们觉得这个媳妇好可怜。
Or we feel our wife has suffered much.
哎呀，我们常常觉得婆婆媳妇都很可怜。
And we feel both our mother and our wife are suffering too much.
弟兄们，你知道最可怜的是谁吗
？Do you know who's the most pitiful among this?
是谁
？Who is it?
就是这个做丈夫的弟兄。
Is this brother who is a husband between the two?
因为啊，他夹在两个最亲爱的女人中间。
Because he is caught in the crossfire between two women that he loved the most.
就好像他 stuck 在一个两国征战的当中。
As if he's caught in between a warfare between two countries.
这还不是伊朗2018年战争啊。
This is not the Iraq or Afghanistan warfare.
有的人可能十年、20年、30年。
It's not an 8-year war, but sometimes it goes on for 10-20 years.
这个问题。这难处没有办法解决。
And the difficulty cannot be resolved.
所以啊，盼望不管你是婆婆或是媳妇啊，盼望你们都能够怜悯这个弟兄。
So I hope either your mother or your wife have mercy, be show pity to your husband.
这个难处真的很难。
It is indeed difficult.
因为这个做丈夫的弟兄啊，夹在中间。
Because this brother who is a husband is caught in between.
这妈妈不能换。
You cannot change your mother.
因为我们现在信主是基督徒了，太太也不能换。
Because now you're a Christian, nor can you change a wife.
那路在哪里呢
？What's the way out?
为什么神量这样的环境给我
？How come the Lord has measured out this environment?
难道神就是要虐待我呢
？Is the Lord trying to treat you with wickedness?
我相信不是的。
I don't think so.
神就是盼望借着这样一个难处。
The Lord is using such a difficulty.
借着一个没有办法解决的难处。
To a difficulty that you cannot solve.
把我们带到他的面前
，so that we can be brought before him，
叫我们能够认识他
，so that we can know him，
叫我们能够真认识他
，we may truly know him，
叫我们能够更认识他
，and we know him more。
那我们看见有一天这个难处解决了
，so one day you will see the problem being resolved，
我们对神的认识就更真实了
，and your knowledge of the Lord will be more real。
好，这个不能再多说了
，I can't talk more about this。
我们知道 认识神这件事情是一件很重要，也是一件很大的事。
And this matter of knowing God is utmost important, and it is a great matter.
这可能不是一次两次特会就能够讲清楚。
It is not something that we can tell the end of it by one or two messages.
因为我们有许多的方式、许多的管道、途径能够认识我们的
神。Because there are many aspects, many channels, many ways to come before the Lord to know Him.
从我们每天读他的话语。
And through reading the word,
我每天来到他面前祷告,
through coming before him every day and pray,
或是我们参加聚会,
or we come to a fellowship,
我们参加特会,
we go to a conference,
我们游山玩水,
or even traveling,
哎,我们都能够认识神,
through everything you can come to know God.
就是医学院的医生啊,他们在研究人体的时候,
even medical school students, as they study the anatomy of the body,
他们发现人体受造的奥妙, 他们也实在能够认识神。
When they see the wonder and the marvel of the creation of men,They can even come to know God.
但今天早晨的交通,
But this morning, the short time we have in fellowship,
它的一个最重要的一个重点,
the most important thing I want to emphasize,
乃是盼望我们能够从里面真认识我们的神。
I desire for all of us to know Him from our inward man.
弟兄姐妹，这件事情没有人能够帮助你我的。
No one can help you or help me.
就像我早晨在这边声嘶力竭再讲一个小时也不能帮助你。
Even if I exhaust myself to speak for another hour, I cannot help you.
就是你躲到深山野林去修身养性也不能够帮助你。
Even if you retreat to a monastery in the wilderness, it cannot help you.
或是你卡在婆媳之间卡了三十年也不能够帮助你。
Or if you're caught between your wife and your mother for 30 years, it will still not help you.
你在难处当中你痛苦到个地步你都巴不得死了就算了。
In your difficulty, you are so painful to a point of death, it will not help you.
就是这么痛苦也还不能叫你真认识神。
Even in the utmost pain, it will not help you to know God more.
但神能够借着这一切的事情
But all these things, the God is using these things
来帮助我们真认识他。
He is helping us to know Him.
所以以弗所书一章十七节告诉我们
So in Ephesians chapter 1, it tells us,
我们需要神，我们需要借着祷告，求神将赐人智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
That Paul is praying that God will give us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
而且是常常的赏给我们。
And to always give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
只有这位赐人智慧和启示的灵，能够在我们里面开启我们。
Only the spirit of wisdom and revelation can open our eyes.
圣灵一开启了。
When the Spirit opens us up,
哎呀，我们就认识神了。
Then we go come to know Him.
这里一开启了。
As soon as the Spirit opens you,
我们对神就有更真实、更深的认识。
Then we'll have a deeper understanding of the Lord.
我们常听见一些初信弟兄姐妹他们会这么说。
We often hear testimonies from new believers, brothers and sisters.
因为这个基督真理主翁立兄啊，告诉我们说，信主以后啊，每天要读圣经。
In the basic truth group, they will say, every day we read the Bible.
所以我们来聚会之前啊，弟兄姐妹都很听话，就好好的读这张圣经。
So before we come to Bible study, they are very good. They read and prepare through the chapter.
但我们常听弟兄姐妹这么说。
But we hear brothers and sisters say this.
我在家里啊，读啊，的确是读来读去。
When I read the chapter at home by myself, I
did
read it very carefully, but I don't see any light.
这个明明字都读得懂,
I have read every word of it,
但却不明白到底神在说什么。
But I still didn't understand what the Lord is trying to say.
有没有这样的经历呢?
Do you have that experience?
可是很稀奇的,来到聚会里头,
But you marvel because as soon as you come to the gathering,
弟兄姐妹听弟兄姐妹的交通分享,
and you hear the fellowship from brothers and sisters,
突然间,
and suddenly,
里头就明白了。
There is an understanding that starts dawning in your heart.
弟兄姐妹还不是因为弟兄姐妹说得好。
It's not because someone was more eloquent.
不是因为弟兄姐妹有口才，把这个主的话讲清楚了，我就明白了。
It is not that a brother or a sister have explained the word of the Lord very clearly.
乃是那赐人智慧启示的灵在里头开启了我们。
But it's that there is a spirit of wisdom and revelation that shed light towards us.
叫我们真知道他。
That we came to truly know him.
弟兄姐妹，为什么我们聚会前常常有这样的祷告？我们求神将这个赐人智慧启示的灵赏给我们，赐在聚会当中。
That is why we always pray before every gathering that God will send us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
因为唯有当神的灵在我们里头开启的时候
，Because only when the spirit of God opens us up，
才能叫我们真认识他。
Then we can truly know him.
所以我们看见神所为他所爱的人所预备的。
So we see God has prepared something for those who love him.
是我们眼睛未曾看见。
It is something that no eye has seen.
耳朵未曾听见。
And ears have not heard.
人心也未曾想过。
And it has not entered the heart of man.
弟兄姐妹，我们对神的认识是没有办法借着我们这个天然人的头脑和悟性来认识的。
This knowledge of God, this true knowledge of God that we have, cannot be understood or perceived by our natural mind.
那些认识不是不需要。
It is not that we don't need any intellect.
那些知识不是不需要。
It is not that we don't need any knowledge.
但是那不能叫我们真认识我们。
But it will not cause us to truly know Him.
就当这赐人智慧启示的圣灵在我们里头。
Only when the spirit of wisdom and revelation is in us.
当他开启的时候。
When He brings light and opens our hearts.
我们就能够看见我们眼睛从前所看不见的。
Then we can see what our eyes has not seen.
我们就能够听见我们从前耳朵所听不见。
And we can hear what our ear has not heard.
我们就能够从心里头明白，认识我们的这位神。
Understanding can enter into your heart so that we can truly know Him.
我们能够明白他在我们身上的恩召。
That we can come to understand the gracious calling.
我们能够明白他在我们身上的心意。
Or His will towards us.
我们也能够经历。他在我们身上要显出那复活生命的大能。
We can even experience the power of His resurrection.
而这个复活生命的大能显在主耶稣身上。
And this power, the same power of resurrection that was at work in the Lord Jesus.
叫他从死里复活。
That raised Him from the dead.
升上高天。
And ascended Him to the heavens.
就是这同样的大能大力。
That is the same power.
今天也要显在你我的身上。
That same power is at work in you and I.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要认识我们。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know our God.
我们需要圣灵在里头开启我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to open us.
让我们因着更认识他。
Because of knowing Him.
让我们因着真认识他。
Because of this true knowledge of Him.
我们这个人会改变。
Or we as a person will change.
我们的生活会改变。
Our lives will change.
我们的方向会改变。
Our direction will change.
我们行事为人说话都会改变。
Our being and living.And our speech will all change.
我们的价值观都要改变。
Even our value system will change.
我们能够像保罗一样的说。
We can become like Paul.
我将万事看作粪。
I count all things as loss.
以认识我主耶稣基督为耻。
For the surpassing value of knowing Jesus, my Lord.
我们一起再有点祷告。
Let us have further word of prayers.
主啊，我们知道我们人的话语是何等的有限。
Lord, we know our own words are limited.
主，我们的聚会也是何等的有限。
And our fellowship is limited.
就是我们的悟性也是何等的有限。
Even our understanding is limited.
但主，我们感谢你。
But we thank you, Lord.
因为在你有丰盛的恩典。
In you there is fullness of grace.
我求你按着你丰盛的慈爱和恩典。
According to the fullness of your love and grace.
主，你赐给我们常常赐给我们那赐人智慧和启示。
You always give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主，叫我们能够真认识。
That we may truly know you.
叫我们也能够真明白你在我们身上的心意。
And we may truly understand your will in our life.
主，叫我们能够明白你借着这环境中一切的环境的难处。
That you can bring us into the understanding of all the environment and
difficulties
that you measured for us, so that we can know what you're doing.
你在我们身上要做什么
？What you're doing in our life.
叫我们也能够认识你在我们身上所要显的大能大力。
We can understand the power that you have manifested in our life.
主，好叫早一日。
So that one sooner.
主，你能够来改变我们。
Sooner rather than later, you may change us.
主，把我们都改变成像你。
Change us so that we can be like you.
主，叫我们在地上，我们真是能够活出像你的生活。
While we have time on this earth, may we live a life that is like
yours. 你怜悯你所爱的儿女。
Have mercy on the children that you love. Help us.
帮助我们认识你。
Help us to know you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.